One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at OmahaSteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the anniversary sale at OmahaSteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
They say that if the walls of Butte, Montana's Dumas brothel, could talk, they'd have a century's worth of secrets to spill. But maybe, just maybe, they already do. Tucked away in the historic heart of this once booming mining town, the Dumas brothel was no ordinary building. Built in 1890, it proudly stood as the longest operating house of ill repute in the entire country, surviving fires, crackdowns, and even the rise and fall of the Copper Kings. Above ground, it was a business of whispers and shadows. Below ground, in the labyrinth of tunnels carved beneath the streets, it was something even more mysterious, a passageway for miners, bootleggers, and perhaps spirits that never quite found their way out. Long after the last client walked out the door, strange things began to happen inside the Dumas, footsteps echoing through empty halls. Whispers in the darkness, apparitions of women long gone still pacing the second floor as if waiting for a customer who'd never arrive. Paranormal investigators, thrill seekers, and skeptics alike have all crossed the threshold, and many left with more questions than answers. What is it about this brothel that refuses to rest in peace? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. There's a certain rawness to Butte, Montana, a toughness etched into the brickwork of its buildings and the faces of those who call it home. Back in the late 1800s, Butte wasn't just any town. It was a thunderous, brawling epicenter of industry. They called it the richest hill on earth. Copper veins ran deep beneath the rocky soil, and men from across the country, even across the world, flooded in by the thousands, chasing the promise of fortune. The price of that promise, though, was steep. Long days in suffocating tunnels, blackened lungs, and a loneliness that gnawed at the soul. That's where the Dumas brothel found its place in Butte's story. The year was 1890. Two brothers, Joseph and Arthur Nadeau, saw an opportunity not in the copper itself, but in the needs of the men who mined it. These were rough, desperate times, and the miners, far from their families, sought brief escapes from the crushing weight of their reality. The Nadeau brothers built the Dumas brothel as a response to that need, a place that offered not just physical companionship, but an illusion of warmth and normalcy, if only for a short while. From the outside, the Dumas appeared almost modest, a two-story brick building on East Mercury Street. It blended in with Butte's industrial skyline. But inside, it was a world apart. Velvet curtains, flickering gas lamps, and private rooms with feathered beds set the scene. The brothel was efficient, almost mechanical in its operations, with a front parlor for negotiations and a series of rooms designed for privacy and discretion. Yet it wasn't just the rooms above ground that made the Dumas unique. Beneath the surface, a shadow network spread out in all directions, an intricate labyrinth of tunnels carved into the earth, connecting the brothel to nearby saloons, businesses, and even the mines themselves. Miners could finish their shift and slip unseen beneath the town, emerging in the warmth of the Dumas without so much as a raised eyebrow from the public. These tunnels weren't merely convenience. They were survival. During Prohibition, they carried bootlegged whiskey and contraband through the town like lifeblood. During police raids, they provided a quick and quiet escape. For years, the Dumas operated openly, part of Butte's thriving red light district. Prostitution, while technically illegal, was tolerated under a kind of unspoken agreement between brothel owners and local law enforcement. Fines were issued, of course, but they were shrugged off as the cost of doing business. In a town built on back-breaking labor and long nights, few had the appetite to dismantle an institution that so thoroughly served its purpose. The women of the Dumas were as varied as the town itself. Many arrived at the brothel fleeing poverty, abandonment, or worse. Some had come west for new beginnings and found themselves with few choices. But behind the heavy curtains, they built a strange sisterhood, navigating a brutal industry with resilience. Some were remembered long after they left or long after they stayed forever. One of the most infamous names tied to the Dumas is Ruby Garrett. Ruby wasn't just a madam, she was a force of nature. She took over the brothel in the mid-20th century and kept it alive through an era when most red light establishments had long since shuttered their doors. Under Ruby's command, the Dumas transformed from a fading relic into an underground operation that managed to survive well into the early 1980s. Ruby, too, faced the law head-on. She served time in prison for her involvement, but she never abandoned the Dumas. To her, it was more than a business. It was a legacy. But no legacy, no matter how deeply rooted, can outrun time forever. In 1982, the Dumas brothel closed its doors for good. The town had changed. The mines had slowed. Social attitudes shifted. And the era of Butte's red light district officially came to a close. The once bustling brothel became just another aging structure on Mercury Street. Its windows shuttered, its rooms gathering dust. Or so it seemed. Almost immediately after the brothel's closure, those brave enough to step inside began to report things that defied explanation. Restoration crews working to preserve the building spoke of hearing footsteps echoing through empty corridors. Tools were said to go missing, only to reappear days later in places no one remembered, leaving them. Some workers reported a chilling sensation, as though unseen eyes were following their every move. In the stillness of the abandoned rooms, disembodied voices were heard whispering, faint but unmistakable. Naturally, skepticism followed these claims. "It's an old building," they said. Drafts moving through the tunnels could easily explain the whispers and sudden chills. Wood contracts and groans in response to Butte's harsh weather shifts, making footsteps out of settling noises. Even the tunnels themselves, with their unique acoustics, might carry sounds from the street or other nearby buildings, tricking the ears into believing the place was alive. But there was something about the atmosphere of the Dumas that went beyond creaking floorboards and cold breezes. Those who spent enough time inside often described a palpable weight in the air, an oppressive, almost suffocating sensation, as though the building itself was holding its breath. Theories emerged pointing to psychological explanations. The power of suggestion. The influence of a location's dark history on the human mind. After all, stepping into the Dumas was stepping directly into a chapter of Butte's shadowed past. Experts in environmental psychology have long noted that spaces with traumatic or notorious histories can subconsciously trigger feelings of unease. The Dumas certainly fits that mold. Years of whispered transactions, unspoken tragedies, and lives lost to hardship had left an invisible imprint. When you combine the claustrophobic architecture, the dim natural light, and the echoing acoustics of the tunnels below, it's a perfect storm for the human mind to conjure ghosts from shadows. Still, rational explanations didn't deter the stories. If anything, they seemed to embolden them. Paranormal investigators began to take notice. Teams equipped with EMF detectors, digital recorders, and thermal cameras made the Dumas a regular stop. They'd enter skeptical, only to leave with tales of unexplained cold spots, fluctuating electromagnetic fields, and in audio recordings of voices responding to their questions. Some claim to have seen fleeting figures at the end of hallways, vanishing as quickly as they appeared. One of the first documented paranormal experiences inside the brothel involved a team investigating the second floor. As they were conducting an EVP session, they reported hearing what sounded unmistakably like the click of high heels moving across the wooden floor. Yet no one was present in the room at the time. When they played back their recording, a woman's voice, low and breathy, could be heard whispering just beneath the surface noise. The rational mind may search for answers and perhaps find some comfort in the mundane. But when you're standing in a dimly lit room in the Dumas brothel and you hear footsteps where there should be none, you start to wonder if history is more alive than we care to admit. The Dumas isn't just another haunted location clinging to its notoriety. It's a living monument to Butte's past, steeped in stories of human endurance, enterprise, and yes, tragedy. Whether you believe in the restless spirits of the women who once walked its halls, or you chalk it up to a creaky old building with a reputation that plays tricks on the senses, one thing is certain. Stepping into the Dumas is stepping into a space where the past refuses to stay buried. If the first signs of strange activity at the Dumas could be explained away as old building quirks and overactive imaginations, what came next became far harder to dismiss. As word spread about the eerie happenings within the brothel's aging walls, professional paranormal investigators, thrill-seeking tourists, and even hardened skeptics began to make pilgrimages to Butte's notorious red light relic. What they encountered has kept the Dumas brothel firmly on the map of America's most haunted places. One of the most frequently reported phenomena involves the apparition of a woman in a red dress, described as elegant yet sorrowful. She is often seen gliding along the second floor hallways or gazing out from the upstairs windows as though watching for a lover who will never return. Witnesses claim her form is remarkably clear, not a shadowy blur, but a full-bodied figure dressed in the unmistakable fashion of the early 20th century. Some speculate she may be the spirit of Eleanor Knott, a well-known worker from the brothel's early days, though no definitive connection has been made. Others believe she could be a composite of many women who passed through the brothel's doors, a spectral symbol of lives spent in quiet desperation. Paranormal investigators have documented multiple sightings of the red-dressed woman, capturing her image in photographs and video footage, adding layers of intrigue and chilling validation to the stories. But if the second floor carries a residual melancholy, the basement of the Dumas descends into something much darker. Those brave enough to explore the subterranean level consistently describe an oppressive, almost malevolent atmosphere. Unlike the drafty upper floors, the basement is cold and still, with air so heavy it feels as though it clings to your skin. Visitors have reported seeing fast-moving shadows darting between the support columns, always just out of reach. Others describe an overwhelming sensation of being watched, their every move scrutinized by unseen eyes. Investigators have also theorized that the basement's gruesome history may play a role in this unsettling energy. During the brothel's more desperate years, the basement was reportedly the site of illegal abortions and acts of violence that went unreported in polite society. In spaces where fear and pain once flourished, some believe the energy of those emotions lingers, imprinting itself on the environment like a dark stain that time cannot wash away. For those seeking tangible evidence of the Dumas' haunting reputation, electronic voice phenomena, or EVP recordings, have delivered some of the most compelling material to date. Paranormal teams have captured disembodied voices that seem to respond directly to their questions. In one chilling instance, investigators asked aloud, "Who's down here with us?" A woman's voice, faint but clear, answered back, "Get out." These aren't isolated incidents. Numerous EVP sessions conducted throughout the building have yielded recordings of soft crying, whispered conversations, and even deep male voices growling in apparent anger. The sheer volume and consistency of these audio anomalies have only fueled the brothel's reputation as an active paranormal hotspot. Physical interactions, too, have crossed the line from eerie to downright aggressive. Visitors report feeling unseen hands tugging at their clothing or brushing against their skin in empty rooms. Some have emerged from the building with scratches on their arms or backs, often discovered only after they've left the premises. During one investigation, a team member felt a sharp sting on her neck. When examined, three long scratches marked her skin, red, raw, and unexplainable. Poltergeist-like activity has also been reported with alarming regularity. Objects that were carefully placed are found in new locations moments later. Flashlights turn off on their own, even with fresh batteries, while doors swing open or slam shut in the dead of night. In the Madame's quarters, a heavy perfume bottle was seen sliding across a dresser and dropping to the floor without any visible cause. Skeptics point to natural explanations, such as vibrations from nearby traffic or air pressure changes causing items to move. However, controlled experiments conducted by visiting paranormal teams have ruled out these possibilities time and again. Items placed in stationary positions in undisturbed rooms have been seen shifting on camera, with no human or environmental interference detected. As investigators delve deeper into the Dumas' mysteries, theories abound as to the nature of its hauntings. Some suggest the brothel is the site of residual haunting, a kind of paranormal replay, where intense emotional or physical energy from past events is recorded by the environment and plays back under the right conditions. This theory aligns with sightings of the red-dressed woman and the echoing footsteps in the halls. Others, however, believe the Dumas is home to intelligent spirits, entities aware of the living, capable of interaction, and possibly even craving acknowledgement. This theory is supported by the direct responses captured in EVP sessions and the physical reactions experienced by investigators. Adding to the complexity is the building's underground tunnel system, which some theorists claim may function as a natural conductor for paranormal energy. The labyrinth of passages beneath Butte has long fascinated researchers, not only for their historical significance, but also for the way they seem to amplify the unexplained phenomena within the brothel itself. Despite the volume of evidence, no definitive answer has been reached. Each investigation seems to raise more questions than it answers, drawing new seekers to the brothel's weathered doorstep. Even skeptics, determined to debunk the legends, often leave with shaken nerves and second thoughts. Today, the Dumas Brothel stands as both a historical landmark and a living question mark in the world of the unexplained. Tours of the building welcome the curious and the brave, offering a glimpse into Butte's notorious past and the spectral echoes that refuse to fade away. Paranormal investigations continue, with new findings keeping the legend alive and well. For some, the Dumas is simply an old building with a colorful history, a place where time, imagination, and expectation create the illusion of ghosts. For others, it is a genuine portal to the past, where voices still call out from forgotten corners and shadows linger long after the lights have been turned off. Whatever the truth may be, one thing is certain. The Dumas Brothel has earned its place among America's most chilling and enduring haunted sites, and its story is far from over. So what do we make of the Dumas Brothel? On the surface, it's easy to dismiss it as just another relic of a bygone era, a dusty, creaky old building full of stories. Sure, but haunted? Maybe not. Maybe it's just the wind funneling through the tunnels, the timber settling with age, the human mind filling in the blanks left by silence and shadows. Psychologists would tell you it's the power of suggestion, confirmation bias, a potent cocktail of history and expectation. Walk into a place like the Dumas Brothel, knowing its past, and your brain starts playing tricks before you even cross the threshold. Every groan of the floorboard becomes a whisper, every draft a phantom touch. But then there's the other side of the coin. We can't overlook the sheer volume of experiences, the consistency across decades of reports, footsteps in empty corridors, disembodied voices caught on tape, objects moving when no one's around, full-bodied apparitions seen by people who walked in as skeptics and walked out. Well, let's just say they left with their worldview a little more flexible. It's hard to ignore that much smoke without at least wondering about the fire. Maybe, just maybe, what lingers in the Dumas brothel isn't just history trapped in time. Maybe it's something far more restless. The echoes of lives lived hard and fast, of desperation and defiance, of people who refused to go quietly into the pages of history. Maybe, as the miners tunneled deep beneath Butte, they stirred something far beneath the surface. Something that's never truly settled. Either way, whether you believe in the paranormal or you think it's all smoke and mirrors, the Dumas brothel has earned its place as a legend. And for those brave enough to walk its halls in the dead of night, be sure to listen closely. What you hear might just change your mind. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.